Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose.
Good morning. Oh, I shouldn't say good morning because it's afternoon sometimes, but it's morning for me now. My name is Susan Jane and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. So I will be your host today and we have the lovely Ulrika. I've been practicing her name, Ulrika, and I got it right, Ulrika Sullivan coming on. Now, Ulrika's really interesting because she's actually had a very analytical background, similar to what a lot of us have when we've gone through the corporate stage and different things like that. But she was a scientist, so really, really analytical, detailed orientated, you know, all that sort of stuff that I tend to be a bit like as well. So when we're looking at where Ulrika's going to take us, she's looking at these seven. Now, I called them steps and they're actually called shifts. She calls them shifts, not steps. So it's not like you do a step and you've learned that and then you go forward. With a shift, it's all changing and all evolving as we go along. But she's going to tell you all about that because that's her expertise, not mine. So what I need to say first of all is please like, share and subscribe to the podcast so we can get it all out there that trusting your intuition gets your life right on purpose and it's really, really important for us. But with no further ado, I am going to invite Ulrika to the stage. How are you?
Hello. How are you this morning or afternoon for others? Yeah. For you, it's morning. How are you?
Good, good. So it's afternoon for you, morning for me. I'm in Australia.
I'm outside Boston in Massachusetts on the East Coast of the United States.
There we go. See, I get a lot of American and Canadian guests on here. So I am sort of getting used to me being morning and them being in the afternoon, but it still throws me. Like, I'm still not, I still struggle with it. I still say good morning instead of oops, hello. But anyway, enough of that. Let's find out a little bit about you so our guests can get an understanding of your background, who you are, and how on earth you got to where you are today.
Yes, I'm excited to share this time with all of you today. And I started out as a scientist, as mentioned before. And I spent about 20 plus years in the corporate world and the pharmaceutical research and development career, if you will. And if you picture kind of the definition of a successful woman in the way society often is having expectation on us as women, business travel, a full schedule, high paid job and degrees and all of those things. And it actually, I loved my career for the time it was, but it was a time where I started to feel there's got to have to be more. And in parallel, my career actually ended by me having a rock bottom. And often when we evolve or are given an opportunity to choose in life in terms of our life path, it hits where it matters the most to us. And for me, I identified completely with my career. And I'm sure many of you can identify with that, that we are our career sometimes. And that's what happened to me. So my life change came to a rock bottom, basically, that I was let go of my job. And that brought me in a spiral, if you will. But I realized very soon that I could choose here to either go another cycle and learn some more, or choose to go down the path of stepping into the unknown and see it as an opportunity. And this is the short version of my.
Yeah, I can imagine. Right. Well, that would be because I really understand that you do get involved in your career and your whole life is worked around it. You know, if you're having children, if you're, you know, going on holiday, everything is worked around that. Even if it isn't a career, that job, everything is worked around it. And we do identify with that as being who we are. So when that's taken away from us, you do really feel very, very stranded, very, very lost, don't you?
Yes. And so fast forward, this opportunity to actually change my career path completely, because now I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach. I'm an energy healer. I'm a yoga teacher. I'm an author. So like, imagine that shift from having spent all of my adult career in a corporate setting where, you know, following the template, so to say, sometimes.
Yeah.
And now it's a completely different flexibility. And I also, you know, have tapped into my true gifts that I wasn't able to in my previous, you know, path and career. So that's an opportunity that has been presenting itself to me. And it involves expanding beyond what we know, which is part of what I write about in my book as well.
Wow. Okay. So you've gone from a 20-year very analytical, very, very detailed scientist work where you're working for R&D. You said R&D, research and development, didn't you? Yeah.
Right.
That is very, very detailed. That's even more detailed than what I do. And you've gone to almost the opposite extreme, where instead of having all this information that you have to follow, you have to tick boxes, you have to, you know, only change one thing at a time to see what's happening, to going with your gut, just trusting.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It's almost like from being grounded to just flying, isn't it?
It's so different.
Yeah,
it's quite an experience to walk that path of expanding yourself into something that is so unfamiliar, but so familiar.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And you don't understand it until you've sort of gone through it, do you? You just don't get that. What I want to ask, and I'm asking this because when I was writing out the description and everything else for the podcast, I've written it down as 7 steps. Now, when I spoke to you when we first came together, you said it's 7 shifts, and that's why I mentioned that at the beginning. Can you please explain to me in your terms, or explain to us in your terms, not in mine, I don't want to put words into your mouth, in your terms, what the difference is between your steps and a shift?
So just to back up a little bit, I when I first came to these 7 shifts or steps. And to answer your question, I think steps is more of the domain of the mind in a way, because that's how we want it to be, right? Step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4.
Yes.
But when we talk about shifts in what I'm going to share with you is really an evolution, an inner evolution. And steps often can be, you know, something we receive from the external world, like do this and here's how you do it, while a shift is a journey. So that's how I see the difference between a step and a shift in you know, personal transformation. And also what I'm going to share with you is not like you have to start with one thing, but you can actually evolve with these 7 shifts, 7 inner shifts that I'm sharing in my book as well. You can share, you can move with that in your life in parallel. It doesn't have to be one step shift and then go to the next, right? Because they all work together.
Yeah, whereas as when you're saying steps, you have to do one in front of the other, don't you? To in a physical context, a step is do, you know, you go forward. You do one step first. You can't do step 10 before step two.
Right. And that's often how we perceive it, instruction. Yeah. So just another example of when we are up in our heads, up in our minds, we want the stepwise approach often, right? Step by step.
Yeah.
But when we are in the intuitive domain of the heart, many times, and you know this too, it's a journey. There are things that come together, mesh together, and it's not like one dimensional. It's multi-dimensional, and that's what I teach in my book.
Yeah, now that sounds really cool. All right, let's get into it. First of all, before we go any further, for the podcast listeners, because I've got it happening on the ticker tape for the video watchers, but for the podcast listeners, the book is called, I'll put that forward, hang on, it's coming up now. The book is called Wisdom Beyond What You Know. Can you show us two?
Yes, I can show you the book. This is how it looks like.
Okay, how to shift from being driven by the mind to living from the heart and intuition, okay? So that's the book. You can get that at Amazon, yeah? Or do we go through your website?
You can get it at Amazon. I have other, outlets as well globally but Amazon, sometimes that's the easiest. But if you prefer other outlets, Barnes & Noble, bookshop.org, and other sources as well.
Yeah, cool. Okay, otherwise it is the website, and that is in the description down below. Okay, let's get started. The seven shifts. Okay, now we don't want to give away all your IP, intellectual property, that's for sure. And we do want people to buy the book if they want the details. But let's just go through those general areas just so people get an understanding. And if they do want more details, they can go to the book for that. But let's start. And I'm not starting at step one or shift one.
We can. But so
you start where you start.
The whole idea and what I teach is really to help us go from being up in our heads where we are, often are making a lot of assumptions or self-doubt stories that the mind makes up. And I want to help you shift into your heart energy, which is really not an energy of this or that, right or wrong, which often we're stuck with when we're processing things with our mind. When we are in our heart energy, we just are. It's just, there's a truth that comes through, and our heart is really connected to our intuition and the connection to the rest of the universe. And in a way that we can lessen the frustration, resistance, the self-doubt, if you will, because many are familiar with those types of energies that we deal with every day. If we are starting to lead with our heart and intuition, we can just know what's right for us. And that and we can also get into more ease and flow in our life that way. So doesn't that sound great?
Absolutely. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So the first part, yes, and I want to share a little bit, and why I'm bringing that up is that the first part of the book, I really help you identify some of these mind-driven patterns that many of us are living by, and that could take expression such as people-pleasing, for example, or working hard for success, the exhaustion that many of us have, including myself, for many years, with the belief that if I just work harder, I'm going to have more success. Other, patterns that we maintain when we're up in our head is often worrying about what other people will think about us and what we do and all of that. So if this rings a bell and like, yeah, that's me, or that, yeah, that's me, you're in for a treat, because the second part of the book is really where I give you the fundamentals of heart-centered living, where we are increasing our awareness of energy. Energy awareness is key in, getting to tap into our own energy. And that's one of my big passions, is to help others understand how they run energy, because it can really impact our lives in the way we interact with others. Or if you have a business, how you interact in your business, or what approach you're going to take to your business can be very different based on how you run energy. And this is, part of knowing your unique essence. Now, also heart-centered living is to tap back into creativity and inspiration. And if you can picture me a couple of years ago, when I was on autopilot, like the blinders on, go, 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 and not really being connected with myself and who I truly am. But there was not much of creativity or inspiration in my life at that time, I'll tell you. And
yep.
The energy of creativity and inspiration really is the same energy as our heart, life force energy overall. So the more we can tap into that. Now, other components of heart-centered living is, connection with nature. And this is a big one, our body's wisdom. Because if we're disconnected from our body, and always up in our head, for example, it's really difficult to tap into all the wisdom that we already have within us without having to go take a course, or without having to go to the next retreat, or without having to, there is, everyone here have unique talents and gifts that you come into this world with. And from, the way we in the modern world that we've lived our lives for many decades, and we're not encouraged to tap into our natural gifts and talents. We are asked to have the degrees and follow the social expectations in many ways. So this is a shift that I'm getting to. Also, heart-centered living is very linked to this energy awareness that I'm talking about in the book, but also how to learn to notice signs and synchronicities and really tap into and expand our ability to use our intuition. And I know that's a very passion topic of this podcast.
So, absolutely.
So that gives you a little taste of the second part of the book. Now, yeah, go ahead.
I don't want you to go to the third yet, because I just want to clarify, because I really love how you look. I love structure. I actually love structure. I love structure because I love pushing it and seeing where it goes. But how you've structured your book is really, really interesting, because you've got the first part where people are sort of really connecting in with you because they're seeing the patterns or behaviors that they are constantly doing or cycling through, it may be another word. But I love how that you've really resonated with the reader to start with, because you've already got an understanding of, oh, she knows where I'm going. She knows what it feels like. She knows how to say it, or she knows what it means like to be like that. Then the second part is almost like the teaser and saying, whoa, this is what you can be like. Here's some heart-centered living. Here's how you do this. Here's how you do that. So you've got a whole nother concept in there. And then finally, we go into the shifts and how you actually do it. I love how you've structured that book. That is amazing, because it really gives people an understanding of what they could be doing better. I won't say wrong. What they could be doing better, what the results could be, and then, hey, here's how you can get them. So I really, that's really good. Now, a lot of people, because I'm an author too, so I really understand that side of things. So it's really lovely to see how you are taking somebody on a journey in that book, in your book, Beyond Wisdom Beyond What You Know, How to Shift from Being Driven by the Mind to Living from the Heart and Intuition. It actually takes you through there. All right. So sorry, I had to just, I just love it. I love it. I love that.
Thank you for, you know, adding that to it, because it's that's my intention with the book. I'm a coach. So I wanted this book to be something that is not just theory or an idea. I wanted it to be a book that everyone can just take and do, because each chapter, there are 18 chapters in this book, and it includes for each chapter exercises, coaching exercises that you can do to integrate these concepts. So yeah, thanks for noticing that it's
it helps because, oops, hang on, I better put myself back. I think it helps because there's a lot of people that could look at that book and then go, okay, I'm going to go straight to the back. I'm going to go just straight to three and see what the shifts are, and then sort of go, oh, okay, well, that's not quite working for me. What am I doing wrong? I better go back to this bit and I'll have a look at that. Hang on, what do I want to do? This is how I want to live. Let me see what that looks like. So you've got these abilities to move, but you've still got this beautiful story going through it. So it is really cool. And I guess people may not understand that when I was growing up, I used to grab. So I was in a 20-year emotionally abusive relationship, and we didn't have internet then, as I'm sure you wouldn't have in your earlier years as well. You just didn't have internet. You didn't have any way of really connecting. You only had books, and so the only way I could understand what intuition was, and I wasn't really chasing intuition anyway, understand me, was to get self-help books. So every time I went to into town, and I only went shopping once every 4 to 6 weeks, I would grab like 10 self-help books, whatever was jumping out at me, and I'd grab them, take them home, take out what I wanted from that book, and I'm a theory tester too, so be forewarned. I would test that theory and see whether it resonates with me. So that was the only way I could get the understanding. So I have read a lot of books, and a lot of books you find that they just start to talk about their lives and don't give you any help. And to me, a self-help book needs to give you help. So if you've got coaching tips in it, you've got structure in it, it all makes a huge difference to help those that are actually reading it. And we're putting time and effort into reading the book. So you want it to be decent. So, yeah, I'm sorry, I've got on my high horse there, because I really appreciate a good book, and that's why.
Thank you for that compliment and for that feedback, because that means a lot. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's good. And I can tell that just by the structure of it. But anyway, let's go into, stop talking, Susan. Let's go into, we're going to go into the last part of the book, or the third section of it. And that's all about the shifts and what we do. Now, again, I don't want you to give everything away, but I do want the people want to have a listen to get an understanding of how you express yourself and what your book is all about. And the other thing I need to just say is the internet was going a little bit funny then. So if anything happens, I'm just going to keep talking. You just keep jumping whenever you're ready. Okay.
Absolutely. Well, go with the flow, right? That's what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about the shifts. Woohoo.
Yes. And these shifts, as I said in the beginning, can actually be integrated in your life in parallel. But I have to say that the first shift that I talk about in the book was placed as the first shift for a reason, because I talk about the shift between going from the comfort zone to making a commitment to yourself. And often that is what people are not doing. They're not making a commitment to themselves, to their own evolution and journey and transformation. And what I found coaching clients also is that if someone is not making a commitment to themselves, however that looks like, and it's a commitment from the heart, everyone that doesn't make a commitment go back to the comfort zone pretty easily. And no change to what they wanted to change in their life is happening, right? So there is some sort of, there is some sort of commitment that is has to come from within. And I explained that in the first shift, how important that is. And I'm sure you watchers or listeners can relate to this and other things that you've may wanted for yourself in life and haven't really 100% committed. We're back to zero often after a little time, including New Year's resolutions and things like that. But I help you in this first shift to actually find the, I would say, motivation to make that commitment to yourself. And that's really, and if that commitment is not there, the rest of the seven shifts are not going to be as impactful. So that's really the first shift. And what happens often when, because what I want to add to as well, that the beginning story of the book is my own journey. And it included, it includes a description of the journey I went through, but there was a point that I call my point of no return. And that signifies this commitment that I felt within myself to my new life path or career path, is that there was no going back at a certain point. There was no going back to my old career or past way of living. And that's what I want for you as well. Because if you are someone listening or watching this that is frustrated with your life in some part of your life or feeling contracted or resistance, there is an opportunity to make a different choice and feel that commitment to yourself for a new way forward. And it's important to hear that it is possible, because the comfort zone is something that we know so well. And the mind wants us to stay in the comfort zone and make up all these strategies for why we can't do something.
Right. Yes. And one of the first things is like, which I've noticed with people and people and myself, is justifying. As soon as I start to justify what I'm doing, it's like, oh, why do you need to do that? Is your mind not, you know, like, is it not resonating properly with your heart? Because your mind has to justify it. So it's like, oh, yeah, no, I can't do that because there'll be a reason, you know, I'll find a reason. That's that commitment. And if you want to commit to something, like you're saying, that shift to commitment, as soon as you start to justify it, question yourself. And I don't know if that's in the book or not. Sorry, I may have overstepped my mark there.
Yeah, and it's so essential, and it's an inner journey. And I go deep into how you can support yourself into making a commitment that puts you, I usually say, give you this image of putting yourself at the top of the mountain in your own life.
Yes.
Where you can be there on the eagle's perch, right? Looking out of your, over your own life. Because when we do that, we can connect with the rest of the universe. We can connect with our, intuition and live from that space. When we're in our mind-driven world, we often, as I, you know, do this at the top of the mountain, we put ourselves at the bottom of the mountain. And we come last in our own life. And that's not really how we flourish and bloom in our life, right? So I'm just saying this first shift is so impactful when we get there to that point of no return, as I call it.
Yeah, I like that. I like how you've explained that too. It is about putting yourself at the top. And it doesn't mean you're better than anyone else. It's just in your life, you need to be at the top. Yeah. Because no one else is going to do that for you. I remember talking to one of my friends, and I sort of said to them, but, you know, the only person you're going to be with for the rest of your life, for all of your life, is you. You know, that you're going to have other people coming and going all the time. But if you don't love yourself and if you don't put yourself there, you're not going to get it. But I like how what you're saying is you're teaching them how to do that commitment.
Yes.
And that is, yeah, it's easy to say, put yourself on top, you know, do this, do this. And I get that all the time with podcasters coming on and they're sort of saying, you know, this is what you've got to do. But what you're saying is, I'm going to show you how, or tell you how to do that, to make that commitment. And that's a really, really important step in it. It's a really strong and powerful way of doing it, because once you've got that, like you say, the rest of it you will find not necessarily easy, because this work is not really easy. We know that.
It can be.
yeah, if we allow it, yeah. But the rest of it, yeah, makes sense, because if you haven't got that commitment, it's not worth doing the rest of it. It's right. It's pointless doing it unless you've got that first step, and you show them how to do it. That is amazing. All right. So we've still got a bit of time. Do you want to share another one?
I'll go over a little quicker the other shifts. Okay, now, the momentum that we create with the commitment to ourselves, and that we can see it in front of us and written down and all of that, and we can go back to it. With that comes the desire to increase our self-awareness. And what does that mean? Well, often we walk through our lives being very disconnected from ourselves, which means that we may not, like, here's a story about, and just an example. Many years ago, when I was in my corporate career, somebody may have asked me sometimes, like, oh, Rika, what do you do for fun? And I had no answer. That's how disconnected I was from who I truly am. I didn't have an answer what I do for fun. I only had my identity with work. But what my journey, and everyone can do this, what my journey has shown me is that I can learn more things about myself, about who I am truly. And that's what I mean with increasing your self-awareness is your currency when it comes to the momentum of your own transformation. So that is, you know, something that comes with this commitment, because once you made the commitment, you start asking yourself questions, getting curious about, like, huh, what is it really that makes me thrive? And we may not have the answer, which is fine. We often, when we start this journey, we don't have the answers, and it's perfectly fine. But what is the great part of this is that we are starting to ask ourselves questions.
Yes. Yes. We're starting to ask. Yeah. That's one of my biggest things. You've got to ask. You're not going to get an answer unless you ask. And you might not get the answer, like you say, straight away, but you will get it eventually.
Yeah.
When you receive it, when you open yourself up to receiving it.
And we can talk a lot about self-awareness, right? But if we move on to the next shift, which is shift number three, it is to go from being codependent to sovereign. And this, what I mean with that is that codependency, we all have codependency to situations, people in our lives, the past. But what it means is to actually consciously release some of the bonds to the past, or certain people in our lives, or situations that we carry with us that may not serve us anymore. And it's a journey within this shift to become sovereign. You know, that placing ourselves at the top of our own life truly, and become whole. And that's a shift that's very transformational. It doesn't mean that we go in a cave and be alone, right? That's not what it is, but it is to find that unique essence about you. Again, that I mentioned earlier about your own unique talents and gifts that you are, you know, excited about sharing with the world.
Well, that's really cool. So that's three shifts we talked about: commitment, self-discovery, sovereignty.
Yeah. Okay, and the fourth one is a big one, huge one. And shift number four is to go from learning to embodying.
Oh, Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And what is that? Well, we often, and many of you listening or watching or may resonate with this, is that we want to learn new things, right? I love learning. I have spent many years just taking in new information. The next course, the next retreat, show me the new spiritual tools, right? I want to learn. But this shift is all about integrating that and actually become it. And take everything that you've learned, maybe not everything, but things that you have learned from books, from, you know, all these new things that we always want the new shiny object, right? But at some point, we have to take all of that in and integrate it and actually become it. And that's what I mean with talk about in this shift of how we can embody what we've learned.
Mm. Oh, that's really cool. Oops, hang on. I forgot to press the button. I'm meant to be back here.
Yeah.
That's really cool. All right. So we've got four. We're going to fit the next three in. We'll have
yes, quick. And the fifth one is really the shift from using our logic to come up with our decisions in life to using our wisdom. And that is the shift from tapping into ourselves as a whole person, our heart energy, and not living in the energy of, oh, should I do this? Should I do that? Or I don't know, to I know what is right for me. And that is when we tap into our wisdom. So that's what I talk about in shift five. Then shift six goes, and you can resonate with this too, I'm sure everyone, the template, I call it a template, but the expectations are often of us to go get what we want, like being the pusher. I'm going to go get what I want, right? And I'm going to take the action and I'm going to plan it out for step one, step two, step three, right? To go from that to sit back and allow, which is more the shift from pushing to manifesting.
Okay, yep.
And that is a huge energy shift within us. And it requires a lot of courage and trust in our ability to attract rather than go get, if you will.
Yes.
So I talk a lot about that in shift six. And the last shift is to go from seeing ourselves as an individual to seeing ourselves as multidimensional, which I talked about in the beginning. And that is, how do we do that? And I believe that to be able to really, truly put yourself at the top of the mountain of your own life and just know what's right for you, we are encouraged to change our the way we're approaching our life, in the sense that I believe that we all need some sort of, call it spiritual or self-care practice, where we can allow ourselves to slow down, go within, and learn from our own wisdom that we already have, without having the mind to come up with the solutions or the options or, stories that we so often are getting into that are hindering us from being who we truly are.
Wow. Oh, I want to go over it because I was writing it down as you were talking, just so we have this sort of a little, like a conclusion at the end. So the seven shifts, not steps, because we can do these as we go along, but the first one we have to do first, which is the commitment to the self. Then we look at, we also integrate self-discovery, codependency to sovereignty, learning to becoming or embracing it,
embodying,
that's it, logic to wisdom, so we start to that's when you're really checking in with your intuition there. Mm-hmm. Then we're going from pushing to manifesting, or trying to create, to physically to create, to actually manifesting it. And then the last one is the individual to multidimensional being. That is so cool. And that's all at the end. So we've got an understanding to start with at the beginning on some of those little habits or cycles that we run through. We've got an understanding in the center and in the second section about what we could have if we want to do the work, and then finally here's how to do it. I have to say it again, and I do apologize for going over and over it, but I really do like the structure that you've done. I recommend.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that's really good.
I also created an extension experience, because this takes time. I want to say that often we buy a book, and especially a book like this with exercises, we may not do the exercises. We just want to read the book, right? But I wanted to create a longer term experience where we truly can integrate those. So I offer a membership as well that's attached to the book, basically. So the book is the ignition, the inspiration, while, you know, this takes time. And I know that by experience, how clients have, you know, changed their lives to what they want it to be, but it takes 3, 6, 12 months. Yeah, so absolutely. I wanted that experience for everyone.
Yeah. That's really cool. And I have to be again open and let you know that I've had a lot of guests on the show, and they have had books, but they've not I've not been able to create a podcast that actually helps my listeners and still talk about the book in such a manner. So it's the first time I've actually structured a podcast or an episode around somebody's books, because wholly and solely because I love how you've done it and I've loved the information that you've given. I would not have let this go this way if I didn't feel it was conducive to the listeners, but I really do feel it's perfect for them. But before we go any further, I do want to say that you have a podcast as well, and it's called New Light Living Podcast. So that's another aspect that they can connect with you if they want to get a bit more understanding of this. And I'm sure you have guests on as well, so they can get an understanding of the different things. The beauty about having guests on the show, which is what I really like, is the fact that you're delivering the same information that I deliver, but you're doing it in such a nice way, or a different way, I should say, a different way that will resonate with others. And that's why I like having guests like yourself on the show, because people are going to go, oh, I get that. Oh, that's, you know, they're going to get their aha moments from your stories or the way you present. And that's the best part. And unfortunately, too many people think that because you're a life coach and you're a life coach that we're in competition with each other. No, it's who you resonate with. Mm-hmm. And the reasons why I read so many books is I wanted to test the theory. I need to resonate with them, and the listeners need to resonate with, or, you know, the life coach they want to take on board. So I really, really thank you so much for being on the show. Any last thoughts before you go? Because we do have to wrap it up.
No, I just thank you for the opportunity to be on this podcast. And if anyone is like curious about my work, go download a free chapter of my book on my website and start there.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, the website is... I got the name wrong again. ulrikasullivan.com. So it's in the description, but it's ulrikasullivan.com. Okay. Yeah. I'll pop that down the bottom there too. Whoops, hang on, scroll across the bottom. It's showing there at the bottom there. So that's Ulrika's website. Get on there and grab a free copy. But thank you so much for being on the show. I've got to wrap it up.
It was lovely.
Stay online. I'll be back with you in a sec. So you're not allowed to go anywhere, okay? Hey, guys, that was really good. And again, like I said, I do not usually this podcast isn't about promoting books. This podcast isn't about that thing. This podcast is about giving you some ideas and understandings about how you can trust your intuition, how you can live a better life, how you can live a more intuitive life. And Ulrika's book is perfect for that. And that's why I went on and on and on about it, because I really thought it was well worth knowing and understanding what you could get out of it. And I haven't had a lot of books on here that I feel that comfortable with. Maybe that's her scientific brain behind it and my little nerdy, you know, attention to detail that I like. Maybe that's what it is. But I can see you getting a learning from it. So that to me is really, really important. But anyway, that's that. Jump on the Facebook, Intuitive Personal Development by Susan Jane. It's a Facebook group. So jump on that and you can get free flowered readings every. Now, it's Tuesday morning for me, but I think for America, it's Monday evening or afternoon. I'm doing the free flower readings. Now, flower readings are my tool. That's just my tool that I use to help connect with my intuition, and we all have different tools, and that's just my tool. There is the online courses if you want them there, and I can't remember what else I was going to say. So that's the end. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Like, subscribe, and share with your friends, and we will see you next week. All right, bye for now.